Welcome back, guys. Welcome back to Spontaneous Remarks, the podcast where you never know what's going to be said or done. You just got to know what topic we are going to talk about today. Well, today's topic, we're going to give the wheel of Nerdville a little spin, and hopefully it lands on something worthwhile to talk about today. Here we go. Come on, big money, no whammies, no whammies. Y'all remember that show? All right, this episode, we're going to be talking about none other than the man himself, Rocky Balboa. Rocky, let's go, Adrian! Here we go! Woo! Alright guys, welcome back to the channel, welcome back to the podcast where we just talk about whatever the wheel of Nerdville lands on today. Season 1, we are still going strong with nostalgic nerdiness. This may be a little different than what a lot of nerds classify as, you know, what they're into. If you're tuning in just for the first time, we've talked about anything from cartoons on Saturday morning to movie different movie franchises, different video games, pretty much anything a nerd would like to talk about. We've talked about Star Trek. We talked about Back to the Future, G.I. Joe, and just all kinds of different things. So be sure to go back, start at the beginning, and just listen to every episode. I hope you really enjoy the content and really enjoy what I'm doing. I've got a few more topics lined up on the wheel. I'm trying to get through season one. I've decided I'm going to try to get through these. I'm not really haven't been adding any more right now, but we're going to get through season one, and hopefully we'll have a season two will be coming out pretty soon, and we're going to switch gears and do something different for season two. But right now, we're still talking about nostalgic nerdiness. This episode, we're going to be talking about the movie franchise Rocky. Now, Rocky, now most of the things I talk about on here are throughout the 80s. This is when I just like to talk about things I grew up interested in and things like that. Rocky was something that came out in 1976, and so I was not even conceived yet. And so I never saw the movies because I was too young at the time to even understand what they were about. Rocky III came out in 82, Rocky IV, 85, and Rocky V in 1990. So I was just a kid, didn't know nothing about Rocky. I did have Sylvester Stallone. I'd had the doll Rambo. Which was pretty funny because back then Rambo was rated R, but they had a kid's doll. So it's kind of weird. But anyway, Rocky, I just, let's see, it was a year or so ago maybe. Never did watch any of the movies. Like I said, growing up, never saw one of them. I'm not into sports that much. I think I might have mentioned that before. I know Rocky is boxing. And it's just something I've never really been interested in. But I sat down one time and tried to watch it. And for whatever reason, on that particular day, I didn't get past the scene where he gets to the gym where he was going to train. And his one of the guys that decided to train him, that one little part where he's at the ring and they're talking, that's kind of where I stopped that particular day. And then later on, I thought, you know what? I'm gonna go through these movies. I really want to see what the hype is all about because you always hear, you know, Rocky on the Ninja Turtle movie from the 90s. There's a part where Michelangelo does like the Rocky impression where he says, "Adrian, you know, maybe I'll fight Apollo, maybe I won't," you know. So I really wanted to see what the hype was all about. So let's just start at the beginning. The Rocky movie franchise is iconic when it comes to sports drama films centered around Rocky Balboa, which was a small-time boxer from Philadelphia who got a once-in-a-lifetime chance to fight for the heavyweight championship. One, and this is something I never knew until after I watched it, because I always like to watch movies, and then I go read trivia about them on IMDb.com, internetmoviedatabase.com, sometimes during the movie, because I just get curious of the actor or actresses that's playing parts, and you know, I've seen them somewhere and I can't place their name or face or anything, so sometimes I look that up. But it was created and it starred Sylvester Stallone as the main character, Rocky Balboa, and the franchise has become such a phenomenon with, you know, pop culture since its inception in 1976. So Rocky won. Rocky was a struggling boxer, and he got an unexpected shot at fighting the world heavyweight champion Apollo Creed. And so the film's underdog story with Stallone playing, you know, Rocky, it was such a compelling performance, and that made it a critical and commercial success. It won 3 Oscars, including Best Picture. It was interesting to see all the things that happened throughout the movie when I always heard, you know, people or in other movies where, you know, somebody was hollering, "Adrian!" And I never understood what was going on, why he was hollering Adrian, or, you know, all the other things that I'd heard throughout the times. And so I really don't want to give you know, any spoilers away, but it's a wonderful movie. It is a very good movie, and I would love for you guys to go see it just on my recommendation. I really enjoyed it. Rocky II came out in 1979. Well, I guess this is kind of a spoiler, so I apologize. But if you don't want to hear it, skip past this about 30 seconds. You won't hear this part. After losing to Apollo Creed in a split decision, Rocky faced personal and financial struggles. But a rematch was set up at some point, and it gave Rocky another shot at the title. Now, the sequel continued the success of the original. And another spoiler alert, Rocky ultimately won that championship. Rocky III, now Rocky has won. He's a successful and wealthy champion. But he faced new challenges, including Clubber Lang and the death of his trainer, Mickey. And then this introduced Mr. T. At the time, Mr. T was a big icon of the 80s. He was Clubber Lang, and the song "Eye of the Tiger" was put out for this movie, which became the anthem of Rocky III. Now, let's stop right there. Interesting note for Eye of the Tiger. And this is, I love, you know, all the backstories and the stories that you hear for these. Quick little insert here. Go check out Professor of Rock on YouTube. He does insight on different songs and things like that. This is where I heard this from. So Survivor were going to do Eye of the Tiger, or they were going to do the song for the movie. They were approached by, I believe, Sylvester Stallone to do the song. They had no clue what they were going to do it about. They just got asked to do the song for Rocky III. So as they were working on the song, they decided to see if they could get either watch the movie or get some information about the movie. And Sylvester Stallone was like, you guys can't, we can't let you watch the movie. I mean, there's no way. Finally, you know, they just couldn't get the creative juices flowing. So they kept on and kept on. Finally, Sylvester Stallone let him watch the movie. I think they actually were able to watch a clip, but it just was not enough information. So they were able to watch the whole movie. There's a part in the movie where Sylvester Stallone, Rocky, he goes to Apollo Creed for help or guidance or something to try to go against this Clubber Lang. And Apollo says the line, something this along the lines of this, "Man, there was something about you in that last match. You had the Eye of the Tiger." And it was that line from the movie that gave them the inspiration to write the song "Eye of the Tiger." And so that's how that became an anthem. Very interesting. Rocky IV was Rocky faces the Soviet boxer Ivan Drago, or Drago, I can't remember how you pronounce it. This was in 1985, by the way, who actually beat Apollo Creed in the ring so bad that Apollo died. Oh, spoiler alert. Sorry about that. The film focuses on Cold War tensions. This was a little more of a, I wasn't crazy about this movie. There was a lot of, I mean, it was 1985. Mid-80s, you had a lot of computer technological advancement things going on. So there was a lot of kind of a little bit of a, some cheesy things that went on in the movie, I thought. The whole computer that could see how fast he boxed or how hard he hit or things like that. Typical 80s. I mean, just watch it and you'll understand what I mean. He was known, or actually Rocky IV was known for its intense training montages and the USA versus USSR narrative, and it became a box office hit. Rocky V in 1990, after his fight with Drago, Rocky is diagnosed with brain damage and he has to retire. Financial difficulties force him back to his roots, and he trains a young protege, Tommy Gunn. This installment actually received a lot of mixed reviews and is actually often considered the weakest in the series. Rocky Balboa in 2006, this takes place after Rocky, he's an older Rocky, comes out of retirement for an exhibition match against the current champion, Mason the Lion Dixon. And this film was praised for its heartfelt storytelling and Stallone's performance, which revitalized the franchise. Now, after Rocky Balboa came a spinoff series called the Creed series, and this takes place from Adonis Creed's perspective, or from around his story, which is the son of Apollo Creed. 2015 Creed, that focused on Adonis Creed, like I said, as he sought to make a name for himself with Rocky Balboa as his trainer. This film was also critically acclaimed and successfully introduced a new generation to the franchise. Creed 2, Adonis faces Victor Drago, which is the son of Ivan Drago, go figure, bringing the story back to full circle with Rocky 5. And it continued the success of the first Creed film, which blended legacy characters with new storylines. And then Creed 3, which was in 2023, Adonis contends with a personal and professional challenge, stepping out of Rocky's shadow to forge his own legacy. And this marked Michael B. Jordan's directorial debut and further solidified the franchise's lasting appeal. I started watching Creed, and I don't remember why I didn't finish it, but I was not too big of a fan of it. I need to actually go back and watch those because I did not watch them. Now, Rocky Balboa is one of cinematic's most beloved characters, symbolizing the classic underdog. His character, Rocky, was, I feel, to be portrayed as... he was tough. He was a good fighter. He had a heart. He didn't have really a lot of skills starting off, but he had heart, and he was able to go the distance and really prove that just like it says, the underdog, as long as you put your mind to it, you can do anything. The franchise's soundtrack, The Gonna Fly Now and Eye of the Tiger, those two songs have become synonymous with motivation and perseverance. And the Rocky series has actually inspired countless individuals, and it remains a significant part of popular culture with themes of resilience, determination, and the American dream. And overall, with the Rocky franchise, it has endured for over four decades, and it adapts to changing times, while it also stays true to the core themes. So Rocky, movie Rocky, man, it's a very good movie. Go watch it if you haven't already seen it. Go watch it again. Now, with the movie Rocky, probably, I don't know if I could say it's my favorite, but I will tell you it's in my top five. One of my top five movie quotes, that sounds so stupid, movie quotes of all times is from Rocky Balboa, the 2006 movie. He's older. He had a restaurant. All he did was told, you know, boxing stories and things like that. Ran the restaurant called Adrian's. And there's a part where he's talking to his young son, which, you know, it's so funny. Like, you know, your children, you want them to kind of grow up and be like you. Well, Rocky was, you know, this boxing champ, retired champ. And his son was a businessman. He didn't want anything to do with the whole boxing deal. And so he felt like he had to be in his father's shadow his whole life. Everything was about boxing. Everything was about Rocky. And so, and I can get that. I can understand how hard it must have been. Because anywhere you go, anywhere you went, you know, it was always about dad. It was all about Rocky. It was never about him. So he's kind of he had, you know, a little bit of an attitude. He had some challenges. But there's one scene in the movie, and it's probably the most memorable quotes in the whole franchise that I know of. But Rocky's talking to his son, and his son's pretty much unloading on him and just letting him know how he feels. And you can look this up on Google anytime. I typed in sunshine and rainbows, Rocky quote, and it pops up. And this phrase, sunshine and rainbows, it is, like I said, in one of the most memorable scenes. And this is such a great inspirational speech, and I use it with my work a lot. So I'm going to try to do my best Rocky impersonation, and I'm not an impersonator, but here we go. Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place. And I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Man, that fires me up right there. Because life will hit you hard. It'll hit you when you least expect it. It'll hit you hard, and it will not stop hitting. Just this past 2 months with my own life, I had a wreck, broke my hand. A guy turned in front of me, and we couldn't go around him, and I couldn't stop, so we ended up hitting him. Broke my hand, it totaled our car. We went and bought a brand new car, which is $100 extra a month on the payment because interest rates are so high right now. We've only had it for about 3 weeks. This past couple days, on Wednesday, today's Friday. Wednesday we had a hailstorm come through and did about $8,000 to $10,000 worth of hail damage to our car. Brand new, only about 100 miles or so on it, something like that. So, yes, it will hit you. It'll hit you hard. There's a thing called ninja bills because they karate chop your bank account in half, and you don't even expect them. Here they come. So life will hit you. And this quote captures the essence of resilience and perseverance, which are key themes throughout Rocky. That's one reason why I feel it's awesome. I just really enjoy the entire, it's good to see, even though, you know, people can lose, you can lose at life, but you don't stay down. Get up and learn from your mistakes and go again, because everyone can be a winner. It just shows that the idea of life, you know, it is full of challenges and hardships, but success can come from enduring and pushing through those difficulties. A couple of other cool things I'd like to mention about these movie series is there was one scene where Apollo and Rocky are fighting. I believe it's in Rocky 2. And there's a part where they look frustrated at each other and they're pushing around each other in the match or in the ring. And looks incredibly well choreographed. I mean, it was just an awesome scene. Unbeknownst to a normal viewer that does not know this until I'm about to tell you, they actually got mad at each other. I think that one of them hit too hard or something, and tempers flared. And so they had actually, that was real. It was no acting there. They got mad at each other and started pushing each other around. And it was real. So I thought that was interesting. And then another scene, I believe it was in Rocky. Let's see, which one was it? I don't remember. Might have been Rocky Balboa when he was up against Mason the Lion Dixon. They were actually going to, they did the boxing match in an actual, I don't know if it was an MMA fight or a boxing match or something, but they had, it was in Las Vegas, I believe, if I remember right. They just had this boxing match. And so all the people were still there. And so after the boxing match, the real live one that the people that were in the movie paid to see, they had Rocky come out and film the fight in the movie. The interesting thing was when Rocky came out, the place blew up. Like, it was legit. It wasn't Sylvester Stallone playing a part of Rocky Balboa. It was Rocky Balboa, the Italian stallion, coming to the ring to fight Mason the Lion Dixon. And that scene where they're boxing with all the people really cheering for Rocky was not acting. That was an amazing scene. Just to know that they filmed it. I don't even know if they told people they were doing it. I don't remember. But, you know, he come out and everybody's like, Rocky, Rocky. So that was pretty cool. If you guys ever get a chance to go watch Rocky Balboa or all the movies, Rocky 1-5 plus Rocky Balboa, you guys have to do it. They're amazing movies. They'll leave you feeling warm on the inside. There's parts you're going to feel. You go through the whole, as Sheldon Cooper says on Big Bang Theory, you go through the whole emotional roller coaster when you watch these movies. But Rocky is iconic. He will always be iconic. And I'm thankful that Sylvester Stallone had it on his heart to do a movie about an underdog, because that just proves anybody can overcome any kind of obstacles. So, guys, I really appreciate you guys listening. And all of the views and, or not views. My gosh. It's been a long week. And I'm tired. I'm about to go to bed. Happy Memorial Day for all of our fallen soldiers that we're going to be recognizing this weekend. I do hope you guys have a wonderful week, and until next time, we really appreciate you. Make sure that you share with someone, share with a friend, share with an enemy. I don't care. Just let's go get some more views and let's really blow this thing just into another dimension. I really appreciate you guys. Hope you have a great night, and we'll catch you on the flip-flop. Woo!